Okay. In my 2 years of my PhD, I have worked in topics related with the Tulsi-Jeff triplet, and Tom Mesa and Eduardo Ingen work in related topics to reduction, so we try to what fish these two work and what can be found there. And it's so nice because in a natural way we have some results that with the demonstration is not too long and it's easier, so I like it. And it's quite related with the talk of Yoshimura this morning. The problem is that when you have a Lagrangian that is singular, in that case you have an implicit Lagrangian system, and you can consider this problem in two ways. One is what he explained, the Potragi bundle and the Dirac extractor, and another different way to look at this problem is with ties known like Tulsi-Jeff triplet. So at the first part, I'm going to explain what is Tulsi-Jeff triplet and in what moment we can, when we consider the action of reduced by the isometry of the group, the symmetry group. So, okay. It's very known that if we have a Q a configuration via configuration space and we consider the Hamiltonian function, P star Q have a canonical symplectic extractor, so that is it only always a unique Hamiltonian vector field that verifies this equation. And that means that this represents the dynamics, the equation of motion. And what we say is that the trajectory of this vector field verifies the Hamilton equation. And now we what is known the Lagrangian formalism. If we have a Lagrangian function that now is in the tangent bundle of Q to R, and only in the case that L is regular, we can that in the cotangent bundle of in the tangent bundle of Q there are a symplectic form. Okay, here. And in that case, when L is regular and we have the symplectic form, we know that in that case there are a unique vector field that is a second order differential equation that verifies now this equation of motion. And in local coordinates, well, the L Lagrange equation there. So in the case that L is regular, it's easier, but what happens when L is singular? How we can obtain this equation in an intrinsic way? And this is what is the fundamental of the Tulsi-Jeff triplet. The Tulsi-Jeff triplet is a diagram like that. We have the tangent bundle Q and his cotangent bundle, the fiber of the configuration space Q. And the manifold in the middle of the triplet is the tangent of this projection, the tangent bundle of the cotangent bundle Q, that has a symplectic extractor here. If we consider here the canonical symplectic extractor, it's no more to take the complex leaf of this extractor. And in the stream of the triplet, there are the cotangent bundles of the TQ that is symplectic in a canonical way, and the cotangent bundle of this manifold. So this is what is known, Turquía Triple, and this arrow here, in this case, is okay. Is the isomorphic that is induced by the canonical symplectic structure here in the Cotagny-Vandenhoff cube. This map that is also isomorphic is called Turquía Morphy, and is defined by the natural pairing that is between the Tagny-Vandenhoff cube and the Cotagny-Vandenhoff cube. An involution map, that is a map in the double tangent banden, that is a isomorphic of what this isomorphic that is change the two natural waves that fever over PQ. But it's not important. Only say that d omega, this map is an anti-symplectomorphy. This means that when you pull back this symplectic structure, coincide by the minus this symplectic structure, and alpha is a symplectomorphic. And how we obtain the dynamic in this diagram? Okay, if we have L de Lagrangian, it doesn't matter if it's singular or not, we consider the differential of L. That we know that is a Lagrangian submanifold here because it's an image of a closed one form. And we see the anti-image by alpha. So this leaf here, and it's a Lagrangian submanifold with respect to the symplectic structure, and it's more in local coordinates that gives the dynamics, the L-Lagrange equation. And in the same way, if we have a Hamiltonian, they are here. SH, that is again, it's a Lagrangian submanifold, and the local coordinates give the dynamic the Hamilton equation. So what is important in the triple is that we can obtain the dynamic in an intrinsic way, and it's elegant, and we doesn't mind if L is regular or not. It's important because in the case of L is singular, we obtain the dynamic. So what we consider now is what happens if in Q we have a axiom of a Lie group G over Q and phi and proper. And L, the Lagrangian function, is G invariant. They have sent to us if we can reduce this submanifold, the reduced submanifold that we don't know now at the moment what it is. It's Lagrangian in some space. So in that sense, is the following part of the term. So in the general case, what I'm going to explain here, we are considered that we have a symplectic manifold. And we have a Hamiltonian axiom on P. This means an axiom that is free and proper. And for each element of the group, the pullback of the symplectic structure on P coincides. And also that needs a equivariant momentum map. So we have that the infinitesimal generator of the axiom are globally Hamiltonian, and equivariant means this. So we are in the world of Martin Weinstein reduction, and we have all the hypotheses. But we now extra and add a Lagrangian submanifold on P that is G invariant. Okay? So And we are going to improve that S is flows, connect, embedding, so we have good topological hypothesis. So the first question that I consider is, I can reduce X. So the first result that we obtain is so nice that always exceed, an element of the Lie algebra, and the dual of the Lie algebra, such that S lives in a given set of the momentum map. And it's too easy to prove that. What means that is that, the momentum map is restricted to S is constant, or what is the same when we apply in arbitrary element of the algebra, this map is a constant function. So what I say that S is connected, this is equivalent to say that the differential of this function in every point of the submanifold, and in every vector field of the submanifold is zero. And this, what is the following the definition of the momentum map, is no more than the restriction of the symplectic form that I have in P with the infinitesimal generative of the action in the point X. And evaluating the vector field that in the vector tangent that I take. And so this is no more than this. Now, S is Lagrangian, so it's in particular isotropic. This means that the tangent bundle of S is leaving the orthogonal. And also, S is the invariant, so that means that the infinitesimal generator of the action, when I evaluate in the point of S, lives in the tangent bundle of the submanifold. So I have this. So, because S is isotropic and I have two elements of the tangent bundle of S, this is zero. So, end of the demonstration. So, if I have a G invariant Lagrangian submanifold in a symplectic manifold with a mid Hamiltonian action, always exceed that element such that the submanifold lives in the Nibel set. So now, like S is G invariant, in particular is G mu invariant, but this element of particular element of the dual of the algebra. So we can consider the action of the isotropy group of mu to X and this in S. For the topological condition of S, that is closed, connected, embedding, these are or being a free proper action. And we can consider the mass and Weinstein reduction for this particular case of mu. So, how all we know, mass and Weinstein reduction say that the Nibel set of mu by the isotropic group is a quotient manifold and is a symplectic. with symplectic structure that verifies this condition. So we have a symplectic manifold, and we have the reduced submanifold here that lives in the symplectic manifold and enclosed and all these good topological conditions. And we ask, okay, the original submanifold was Lagrangian. This reduced submanifold is Lagrangian now in this symplectic manifold. So this is the equation when this reduced manifold is Lagrangian. Okay, so the first thing we have to consider is when S2 mu is isotropic. Okay, what means that? This means that with respect to this symplectic structure, for all elements in this reduced manifold that I will denote by this projection in that way. If I take an element of the reduced manifold and two vector field, when this is zero for all point and for all ux px in the tangent bundle of x. So how is defined this symplectic structure? This no more but reduced now in the p mu x. So this is the pulva by P mu of P mu. And in that point we have the characterization of the symplectic structure. And this no more than the evaluation of the original symplectic structure in these two elements of the vector tangent bundle of DS. That is like S is Lagrangian submanifold, in particular is isotropic, we have this is always zero. So our reduced Lagrangian submanifold always is isotropic. So the only thing that we have to prove to be Lagrangian is that the dimension of this reduced Lagrangian submanifold is the half dimension of the symplectic manifold where he lives. So when we do the calculation of the dimension of this C nu is the dimension of S, that is, like it's Lagrangian, is the half of the dimension of P minus the dimension on G nu. And the dimension of the symplectic structure is dimension of P minus dimension G mu, but minus dimension of G. So this submanifold is not always Lagrangian. It's Lagrangian when dimension of G, the group, is coincide with the dimension of the isotropic group. So when the Lie algebras coincide. So we have that the reduced the reduced submanifold is always isotropic, we don't have problems, and Lagrangian only when verified this condition. So what happened with our motivation? They verified this condition or not? So okay. So what was our motivation? We have an action on Q in our configuration of space, in that case in the... We are going to try to do what happened with this submanifold here, and like alpha is a simple ectomorphic, we have some reduction again in here where leaves the dynamics. So what we are trying to do is to leave this action on G, on Q to this manifold, the Catania manifold Q and the Tanya manifold Q. So we have the free and proper action here, we generated infinitesimal generator dQ with tangent of the cotangent under of Q, the cotangent leaf. We know that have infinitesimal generator the complex leaf of this generator, and we leave now to the tangent. All these leaves do that, this action is free and proper and have infinitesimal generator. Now the complex leaf, here is the star. Q, C star, C, okay? And this action is canonical with respect to the complex leaf that we have here, and admit a equivariant momentum map that I will denote like this. Okay. And in an element of the Lie algebra, it acts like that. Okay. I'm in another set, so. We are in the extreme of the triple, this is so this is the momentum map and is equivariant. So we have in this manifold the Lagrangian submanifold that is the image of the differential of Q. It doesn't mind if L is regular or not, is singular or regular. So this leaf, we have this Lagrangian submanifold. We want to apply this reduction and observe when we reduce this submanifold is Lagrangian or not. So the first thing that we have to ask is this Lagrangian submanifold is G invariant. So to leave G invariant is only applied in an element. And the action here is the cotangent band of the tangent of Q. So it's only something like that with a pullback of this differential of L in this element. The pullback exchange with the differential, so it's no more that, something like that. And now our condition is that L is the G invariant, so it's only more that, the differential of L in this element. So it's this submanifold is G invariant, and the condition to be G invariant is only that the element of the tangent of Q be G invariant. Okay? So now we know that there exists a new in the dual of the Lie algebra that this submanifold lives in a neighbor set of this momentum map. Who is the new? In this case, new is zero. So, and it's no more to take GT in here, and we apply an element of the Lie algebra. So by the definition of the momentum map, is no more than take this element, the contingent, and apply the infinitesimal generator of the action. So is the element of the action applied in L. And when L is G invariant, this is always zero. So in our case, nu is zero. And it's so good because in that case, three here, G nu, that is G zero, is all the Lie algebra. So we have for free that this submanifold is a Lagrangian submanifold. Okay, the reducer. So we have to reduce more than once the reduction at the Nibel set of zero. So it's no more that. Over G, that is simple ectomorphic to that with the canonical synthetic structure here. And here we have the reduced submanifold that we know that in that case is Lagrangian. So I have a Lagrangian submanifold in the reduced space of that, but where I leave the dynamic is in the middle. But it doesn't mind because the Tursitz morphine is an anti-simple ectomorphic, is equivariant with respect now the action here, that is chain. Now we leave in the first step to the cotangent and in the second step to the tangent. And the momentum map of this map points to the momentum map of that. So we have something like that. We have T star Q here, T of T star. This is the momentum map, the 2GF morphine. We have this Lagrangian submanifold here, and we have the Lagrangian submanifold here that describes the dynamics. It conserves the momentum map, so this momentum map in zero goes to this momentum map in zero. And we know that if this manifold lives in this level set zero, the same as S2L. So here we have the reduction. And we have the reduction of alpha, so this is a simple ectomorphic. Now with respect to the reduction in this. And the reduced manifold here. So we have what I have proved at the moment is this is a Lagrangian submanifold there. So okay, and it's not easy to see that this no more than the differential of the reduced Lagrangian because this. The invariant in the image of the differential of the reduced Lagrangian. So let me be briefly speaking that this represents the dynamic. Here I reduction the Lagrangian submanifold where I leave the dynamic, and it relates with the reduced Lagrangian. It's not, they have to be the reduced dynamics. So these are the Euler Lagrange equation. These have to be the Lagrangian Poincaré equation. in that sense, they have, it's so nice because this doesn't mind if L is singular, but always we can reduce the sum manifold, and it's Lagrangian, because in that particular case, nu is zero. And only to explain what is a little bit the space in the middle, so I'm going to write in this part who is the reduced, for now, the reduced triplet. Here we have TQ over G, and this case this space as this one, and here in what is this is no more, it's easy to see, that is the, if we consider the vibration of this, T star Q over G, T star Q over G, and we consider the vertical bundle, this space is no more than the complementary, the orthogonal complementary with respect to symmetric structure over G, okay? And we need now the Hamiltonian part of the triplet, so now I'm going to explain what happened here. But I'm going to remark that the importance is that I doesn't mind L is singular, and what we are doing is symplectic reduction. It's no problem, it's nothing, it's no more than symplectic reduction, and the nivel is zero. So it's so nice. And what's happening in the Hamiltonian part? Okay? In that case, I'm going to be a little more general. What we have here is a symplectic manifold, and in the top is no more than the isomorphic that is induced by the symplectic structure. So in the general, you have the tangent of key, the of P with the complete leaf of the symplectic structure, and here the cotangent of P with the canonical symplectic structure and the induced symplectic morphism. Okay? So here we have like our hypothesis, so I don't want to speak. Right? What we can ask is d omega, we know that it's an anti-symplectomorphic, so it's equivariant. It's so easy to prove that, okay, that case, what the action that we have here is no more than the tangent bundle, the tangent of the action. And here we have the cotangent bundle of the action. So we want to prove if this equivariant, so this have applying an element here. What is the definition of this isomorphism? No more than the symplectic structure evaluating these two elements. So this is no more than the pullback of the symplectic structure evaluated in these two elements. And our hypothesis, the action is Hamiltonian, so in particular case is symplectic. So this coincides with omega in Q in these two vector bundles. So this is equivariant. So we have that this equivariant, and now we have to wonder if the momentum map in this manifold goes to the momentum map in another, In this case, the momentum map is no more that the evaluation of the vector bundles. Okay, sorry. Vector tangent vector in an element of the Lie algebra is no more that this, where J is the original momentum map, and here is the natural momentum map in the cotangent bundle of T. In an element of the Lie algebra, we know that is only that. So we want to prove that the omega conserve the momentum map. They go this momentum map to another. So, okay, let's. So I apply in the image of one element of here. So for definition, is no more than this. And V omega is the evaluation in these two elements is the canonical simplistic structure. So PQ on PQ Q. For the definition of the momentum map is no more that minus T star of, oh sorry. Okay, let me fix more clear this. On VQ. So that is the vector evaluated in the this function. That is the definition of the momentum map that I have in TP. So I add in the nice picture, so now it's no more that if I have a Hamiltonian here that is G invariant. The differential of this Hamiltonian, I know that is a Lagrangian submanifold here, and we can do the same that before. Now the momentum map is obeying the nu is obeying the zero, and we know that is the reduction with the group is a Lagrangian submanifold in the reduced space here, that is no more than by the condition that the omega is equivariant and anti-simplectomorphic and conserve the momentum map, sorry, this we can do here the CH and consider the reduction. In, okay. So the, now we have completed all the triplets. That is no more that in the particular case that this T star Q is T star Q over G. What I have right there, the cotangent bundle of this T star Q on G, and here we have the reduced submanifold SL over G. That are the Lagrange Poincaré equation, and here the submanifold SH over G. That is Lagrangian. And they represent the dynamic, the reduced dynamic that are the Poincaré Hamilton Poincaré equation. So for me it was interesting to consider that always that I have this hypothesis and a arbitrary and submanifold that is invariant, that is the natural hypothesis that you have to impose at a Lagrangian submanifold, always exists this mu, So they made easier the reduction because it's only one liver cell for the momentum map, and it's always isotropic, and the only thing that we have to prove to be Lagrangian is this condition of the algebra, and in the particular case that you are considered the dynamic, it's free. This value is the zero, so always the reduced submanifold are Lagrangian. They represent the reduced dynamic. So interest, what I think that I have to do now is consider the example. What happens if Q is G? They are the Lagrange equation and the Hamilton formula. And also for me it's like a test that to be what can happen in the classical field theories, because there we have the triplet and it's like a test. In that case they work so nice as the proofs that I present, they are so easier, so maybe it's only idea that can be happening in this concept of classical field theory. And this is all.